Warning, the following episode of the Avengers podcast is exclusively for comedic purposes. If you're looking for MCU content, Marvel Cinematic Universe, Marvel Studios, Marvel content in general, please check out our earlier episodes of different movie reviews, episode reviews, TV show reviews of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. This episode is purely intended for comedic purposes only and to make you laugh. That is it. So if you're looking for a more MCU-based show, this is not the one for you. However, we'll be back soon with more serious content. Until then, if you're looking for a good laugh, looking for a show that doesn't take itself too seriously, please continue listening. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy the show. Welcome to the Avengers podcast, where we assemble weekly to love old and new. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Avengers Podcast. That's one word, sillies. A-B-I-N-G-E-R-S podcast. You can also find us at our website, AvengersPodcast.com, where you can find links to our merch. We have stickers, hoodies, shirts, and mugs, and more. All things you love are at AvengersPodcast.com. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever podcasts are available. If you'd like to support the show, you can support us at our Patreon.com/AvengersPodcast. We would really love that. Maybe you'll find a tier that you love at our Patreon. So much love in the air. You can also really support the show and get eyes and ears and more love to the show by leaving us a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. Spotify listeners, we love you. And you can leave ratings on there now, too. Just a friendly reminder, Apple Podcasts, we love those written ones. You know what else I love? I'm just one of your hosts. I love my other two hosts. Clinton, how are you, sir?
Oh, I don't know how to follow that up. I about went real vulgar, but
this is a love. This is a loving podcast, and I can't do this without my other host, Emmy. I love hearing your voice. How are you?
I'm feeling the love today, tonight. Can you feel the love tonight? I butchered that. That was bad.
Whenever you're listening to us, we hope you're having a lovely evening or morning or afternoon or night.
Or midnight.
Or, when are we going to milk this?
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Fuck, that feels weird. Jesus. All right. Hi, guys.
That's what she said. Fuck, that feels weird.
It does. I got to get this out. I'm sorry. All right. We're back. I'm just turning this down. Feels good. We're having a special Valentine's Day special of the Avengers podcast.
Special Valentine's Day special.
I said special twice, didn't I? Son of a bitch.
We're doing it. We're starting off real good, though.
We are.
I hope strong.
Jumbled fucking mess is what we're starting out with.
But we loved it. We had a good time. So, yeah, guys, if you're taking this seriously, don't. Because this podcast is not meant to be taken seriously at all. This is us just having fun. We're going to have a good time. We're going to laugh. And we hope you enjoy the show. We also have a new patron. So I have to shout out Matt O'Brien is a new patron of ours.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt. How are you, sir? So thank you so much for supporting the show. Really, really great stuff. And Dakota Walker. We also have Dakota Walker. We have a new patron as well. And we also had a patron up their tier, which was really, really cool. I'm always a fan of that. MCU Stan 27. Thank you for upping your tier. So,
thank you.
You know,
awesome. Just, yeah, thank you.
So thank you, guys.
Now that you've upped your tier, we're going to up your tiers.
because we
don't know what you signed up for.
Yeah,
you
real cry. Emotional episode.
You're gonna cry all the time now. But yeah, this is gonna be a fun episode, guys. So what we're doing, Emmy, you want to explain kind of what we're doing on this Valentine's Day edition of the show?
Okay, well, I do want to say we are an MCU podcast, but
primarily, yes.
But this is going to veer a little off the railsy.
I think by that intro alone, hopefully you know that.
Hopefully you know that. If you want some in-depth stuff, you can check out where we reviewed the MCU. Mm-hmm.
There's one or two episodes previously.
A whole back catalog.
Yes.
A batalog, if you will.
A batalog.
Wow.
That sounds like Batman did it, but.
Oh, it does.
Or a battle log.
Yeah,
that sounds like a fight.
Well, listen to that. It's Civil War.
Yes.
Yes.
That
yes.
was our most intense episode, probably.
Oh, we got pretty intense too with the team up in Endgame.
Yeah, but I think I edited a lot of that out.
Got too intense.
So now it's awkward because now people know. But we talked.
Oh, my bad.
No, it's all good. But it was like one of those things where I think we even agreed afterward. It was like, that was stupid. And then we just
edited. We will never speak in this. Yeah,
exactly. We can cut this. But now we do unedited episodes of the podcast. So we didn't have. God, I hate you so much, Batalog. I hate you so much. Right? Or a Batlog or a Batalog. I didn't say anything. I was like, that is dumb as hell. And I sat there. And as soon as I'm like edited and you're like,
I didn't stumble on words though.
Your
I'm
mother.
Going to by the end of the episode because karma is a bitch.
It is. It's smooth as a cucumber. That's all I'm saying. So, so guys,
listen, I'm not the only one that said that. Okay. We proved that a long time ago.
One dude. And we retweeted. That was magical. Guys, we're going to be off the rails. If you haven't told by this intro, we're off the rails. If you want some real good MCU content, MCU reviews, you can check us out on previous episodes.
If we must hook you in, the primary goal of this episode is a Boink, Bond, and Butcher extravaganza. So,
okay. No, missed opportunity. Boink, Bond, and Butcher bonanza. Alliteration.
The four B's.
We're literally in the same house, and you didn't share that with me before.
I would. I'm sorry. It just came to my brain.
We've called it an extravaganza the whole time until now. So
okay, yeah, and I just thought of it. I'm a genius. Soy un genial.
So what we're doing is we have three Boink, Bond, and Butchers that we're going to just keep switching back and forth. So
each.
So three of Boink. So you're going to get nine Boink, Bond, and Butchers that we've thought of for each other. Now we're all three going to answer, but it's really, really cool that we get to, because we usually get them thrown at us. We got to create some of our own. So it makes it a little special for us. We're really, really excited. And then maybe there's something a little extra at the end that we're going to throw at. So who wants to start our Boink, Bond, and Butcher bonanza?
Oh.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I want to start.
Go ahead.
All right.
What were you going to say?
I forgot.
God, this is a horrible start.
All right. So my first one.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just jumping in.
Yeah. Let's rock.
Well, okay. We did talk about wanting to talk about our first crush in the MCU. Do we want to kind of start there?
Ooh, well, yeah, we can. God, we need to figure this out before we hit record. A part of me wants to edit all this out, and a part of me is like, leave it in.
Not all of it.
Yeah, no, not all of it. So let's start with our MCU crush. How about that? So this is, hey, don't take us too seriously, guys. I'm sorry. So your first MCU crush or your current MCU crush, which one do we want to do? Ooh.
Mine are the same.
Oh, yours are the same. I figured yours would. Clinton's the one I was thinking about when I said that. Okay, so
mine's changed dramatically.
Yours has changed dramatically. Okay, well then let's do both. Your first and your current, and Emmy's is obviously the same. I'm still stumbling over my words. Emmy, what is your MCU crush?
I know this is going to be a huge shock for everyone.
It's not Iron Man.
Huh?
It's not Iron Man.
No, it totally is.
I knew it.
God. Tony Stark, his swagger, the way that he holds himself. I absolutely love Robert Downey Jr. He was my first crush. He was what made me fall in love with the MCU way back in the day with Iron Man and Iron Man 2. Got to get that mention in there. And I have not stopped loving him. So and it is Tony Stark. Now, I will say it possibly could change if the rumors are true about Tom Cruise being a variant, because that seems icky to me.
So because a part of you
version,
a part of you would love Tom Cruise.
No, that's we're not. It's just a rumor. So like just we don't even have to.
I still hope they don't do it.
I think with the footage there's been behind the scenes.
Don't spoil anything. Don't spoil anything.
Are we going okay? So if we're talking about crushes, are we going on physicality or
what makes you have a crush on them? It could be both.
It can vary.
Exactly.
There's some people, and I think everyone will agree with me on this. Well, most people maybe, or maybe I'm alone, but there are some people that are very attractive, and the minute they open their mouth, I'm done.
What?
Yeah. Then there are people Clinton. That you don't think's attractive at all, and then you get to know them, and you get attracted to them.
Me.
Brandon. Oh, sorry. Yes. Yeah. Agreed.
Not from my point of view, either of you know. So.
Ouch.
In my point of view, you guys are both just.
He basically just said both our personalities are shit.
He did. He said
you're both butt ass ugly and your personalities are garbage.
Holy shit.
You guys are both lucky if you ever find someone. Brandon, good luck. Wish you the best, buddy.
Thanks.
Renee, what are you doing?
Wake up, girl. Wake up.
You need therapy.
You do.
Damn, Brandon.
You just said
he's like, I'm married to her. No, she does need
you
therapy.
Said it. You said it. Why is it? Did you
I'm
just no? Did you
her.
Just hear yourself for like the last 2 minutes? And then I was like, you do, and you're like, damn, Brandon, I said you do, and then everything
yeah, but
else.
I'm not married to you guys. I can talk shit.
My God, I hate you. You set me up, and then you do that. You're the one that fucking. Oh, okay, you know what? Anyway, Clinton, whatever
is
important
called manipulation.
That's called.
Excuse me. physically, Captain America was probably my first crush.
Okay. Is he when he first started talking, though, you're like, screw this?
Well, when his character was like, nobility and brah.
Well,
but he evolved
that.
Into more of an attractive character.
In Infinity War, were you all about it when he was Nomad?
That was the hottest he's looked. If we're being honest,
I was about to say Clinton just went, yeah.
But my current crush is Wanda.
Really?
I thought you were going to say
Druig.
Taurus.
I was going to say Druig.
Oh, fuck. Taurus needs more development. I need to see more of his shirtless body develop into
wow,
the show. You know what I mean?
So bad. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sorry. I didn't hear a whistle for Taurus.
That's because I didn't whistle.
Well,
that's why you didn't hear it.
You just let every listener down, Clint.
Every single listener is so upset right now.
I am. And as a listener,
including me.
I was about to say, as a listener,
it's 2022. I'm going to start doing me.
Yeah.
And doing it for myself, not other people.
So the first time you did it, it wasn't for you?
Yeah, no. That's what I'm shocked about.
The first time, but then... You know how fans are, and they just clamor for something.
Oh,
and I
my
was like,
God.
I got to do it for the fans. You know how it
goes. All right. So Wanda, that's your current crush?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Any reason why?
Have you seen her?
Okay.
She got that big, that BDE.
Not even physically. Like, her whole, like, I don't know, something about a...
She's got
taking
that
control of people against their will is just so attractive.
She's got that BDE, yeah. I know that you're throwing out other people need therapy, Clinton. I feel like that's something you need to.
Yeah, that's a little weird, man.
I am in therapy, so no.
Hey, yeah, perfect.
Good.
God, I never thought I'd say this.
That's why I'm growing and doing so much better.
Yeah, emotionally, not in other things.
Yeah, I'm getting uglier.
He's getting smaller too. So anyway, I would really.
How do you know?
I spy on you every night.
You won't even meet us halfway. I don't believe that.
I just said I would. We just haven't done it yet. I said that last week. I would say I agree with Clinton. I think Wanda is my on. That's my crush right now. I think just the entire WandaVision series was so good, but also like her love of classic television. I love classic television. We're practically best friends, and the way she loves robotic men, I'm like a robot. So it's wonderful. No, and really, in all honesty, like her heart, her journey, how much fight she has, how vulnerable she was, but also how beautiful that was to see. You get to know him on a very intimate level. So if you have to pick a crush, like emotionally, I think Wanda is through the roof, and she's just above and beyond any character that I've seen so far, you know? So, yeah.
Who was your first crush though?
Who was my first crush? Oh, Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. Iron Man.
Yeah.
No.
No. I'll fight you for my man.
No. I'm trying to think of who my first crush was. I never really. I don't know. I guess it would be probably Gamora. I like Gamora a lot.
Really? Yeah. Over Nat?
Yeah.
In Iron Man 2?
Yeah.
Ooh, that might. Oof.
Yeah, well,
with that ass that don't quit.
Well, that was just
that scene.
That really was just though, like, and I know it was Black Widow from the comics, but it was very just like, hey, hey, you know, I like.
It was a like, little too.
I like a woman with some fight, you know, like
some green on her skin.
Oh yeah, like
with some fight,
some what alien some ladies. Fight?
Gamora.
She literally fought. No, I know you said. Like, you like Gamora because you
I
like
know the whole Black Widow.
Oh, Black Widow who fought all those security guards while Happy barely took down one.
I understand, but she's like flipping her hair around while she's doing it. I don't know.
Just, yeah, okay, all right. They've come a long way.
Exactly. So, Gamora. Remember the Gamora, the trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy? Like, she's shirtless. And they like showed that in the trailer, and then it was never in the movie. Never in the movie.
And maybe, you're upset about that?
Maybe that's just me. And I'm not saying
that. I think you might have been on some weird alien porn website.
Oh my God, guys.
Why isn't she shirtless?
No, I wasn't saying. I was just like, do you guys. Never mind. I knew I was going to set myself up.
No. That there was a trailer scene where it looked like she didn't have a shirt on.
Okay.
Yeah, buddy. I remember. I just. Yeah, buddy.
God, don't. When you call me buddy, it's so condescending and I hate it so much. Yeah, little guy. I understand.
Hi. Hey there, buddy.
Hi, buddy. Hi, pal.
Hi, buddy.
I'm not your buddy, pet friend.
I feel like since Tony Stark is no longer in the MCU,
you gotta pick someone new. You can't pick a dead dude.
Okay, so while I was kind of thinking about it,
mm-hmm. She's like Vision. We're like, Amy, you can't pick him either.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, damn it.
Are you about to pick
no,
him?
No, you weren't.
Yeah.
No, well, he's gone too.
No, he's not. Wait, Vision's back and he's gonna be Vision again.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. Could you imagine me and Vision just having philosophical discussions and talking about math?
No, because
philosophical goes beyond math, Emmy. And I think philosophical has
philosophical.
No, I know. Like
philosophical. Like,
that's why I said and. It's two separate discussions. We're having philosophical discussions about the ship of Theseus, but then we're also like, hey, who can do math quicker? What's 18 times 42?
He would beat you. He's a computer.
Yeah,
he would.
Yeah, I don't. And I think that would just piss you off after a while. Honestly, I don't think it's going to mix well. I don't.
Okay. Well, okay. Once he's old enough, Peter Parker.
Because math is fun, kids.
You know what? I'm attracted to geeks.
Okay. I respect that. I respect that. All right, guys. So now that we have our crushes out of the way, we're going to get to our Boink, Bond, and Butchers. Emmy, you wanted to go first. So Boink, Bond, and Butcher, you are going to present one to us, and we're going to answer it. And I'm assuming you're going to answer your own, or do we answer our own, I guess, as well?
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah, okay. We have to.
Just make sure. Yeah. All right. So, Emmy, our first Boink, Bond, and Butcher. What do we got?
All right. So for my first one, I was thinking, I love Tony Stark. Who else loves Tony Stark, is close to Tony Stark?
Happy Hogan.
And is in the movie Pepper Iron Potts. Man 2.
Pepper Potts, Happy Hogan.
Justin Hammer.
Rhodey.
Black Widow, Pepper Potts, Happy Hogan.
Okay. Black Widow, Pepper Potts, Happy Hogan.
I'll take this one.
All right, go for it, man.
I'm going to butcher Happy Hogan. Mm.
Oh, my gosh.
Why? Why would you kill him like that?
Because I can bond Pepper Potts. She knows how to run things. And I can boink Black Widow. What? Mm. Why is this debatable?
Yeah, this one's really... Oh. I'm not going to lie. This one's probably not difficult. As soon as Clinton started talking, I'm like, yes, I agree. Yes, I agree. Yes, I agree. So I'm
going to... Happy's obsessed with security?
Yeah.
I don't need that.
He's got a badge.
In my life. I got enough in my own.
Yeah. Yeah, he would provide protection though. That's pretty cool. I will say I we were both
on them jokes.
Anyway, I will say the same exact thing, Clinton. I would butcher Happy Boink Black Widow, and I would bond Pepper Potts. Yeah, because
if you boink Pepper, it's probably going to burn.
Have you ever boinked a pepper? How do you know?
I'm just assuming.
Oh, okay. Well, let's boink a pepper tonight to test that theory out and see what happens.
I'm good.
You sure?
I'm good.
We do not recommend boinking peppers here on the Avengers Mm-mm. podcast, so please do not.
Or salt.
Can I tell you guys? Nope, never mind.
What? Amy, don't tell us you're boinking a pepper story. No one wants to hear that.
Please, no. We are a family podcast. That would be fucking weird.
No, I know someone who shared with me.
Oh boy!
Oh, this is
that
weird.
He had boinked.
Remember, this is going on all platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That he had boinked a grapefruit.
Okay.
Bad move. I'm assuming.
I don't know the outcome, but of course, as one does, I immediately told my best friend.
And well, you've told thousands of listeners too just now.
And he got mad at me that I told my best friend, and he's probably mad that I said it on here. I'm sorry.
Are y'all still friends?
Nope.
Definitely aren't after it. Tonight. Okay.
All right. If you boinked a grapefruit, we're not judging you. You know, just live. Just be careful.
Have you guys seen Girls Trip?
No. Oh, I have. I have.
Where she gets, what is it, a grapefruit? What is it does the practice on?
Oh, God. Never mind. Okay, let's move on.
It has been a long time.
Oh, that movie's so funny. It's Tiffany Haddish's character.
Yeah, I watched it because you told me to watch it.
Oh, I could so really good. Use a hot dog. Sorry, I was thinking. Okay, so.
Wait, I say mine?
No, you didn't. Who's your bottom
butcher? Okay. So my first crush was Tony Stark, my second crush in the MCU. Mm-hmm. I just drew all over my thing because I thought I had the other end of my highlighter.
It was Black Widow, cool. Wasn't it?
My second crush was Black Widow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
So boink.
Boink Black Widow.
So three boinks for Black Widow.
So crush is completely physical for Amy. Got it.
No, she's also smart and strong.
You said crush and oh God, I'd boink Black Widow. So
yeah,
I just put two and two together. That's a math thing you can do.
Oh my God. Okay.
I would bond Happy because I feel like he would be a lot of fun to be bonded to. Like, I feel like he would be a good partner.
And he really tries after we saw with his relationship with Aunt May.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I would butcher.
And she broke up with his ass. So I'm sure.
I would not.
I'm sure he wasn't a great boyfriend.
I think that he was looking for things that she wasn't, and I'm ready for those things.
Oh. All right.
And I would butcher Pepper. Sorry, Pepper.
All right. Clinton, you want to go next or you want me to go next? I don't care either way.
I'll go.
Okay. What you got, man?
Let me look here. Okay. Agatha Harkness.
Uh-huh.
Sharon Carter.
Okay.
Or Sylvie.
Ooh.
Okay. Agatha.
We got villains of series.
Agatha, okay. Sylvie, or Sharon. I'll start here. I would butcher Agatha. Sorry, you kill a dog. There's no coming back from that. Butchering you every single time. I'm sorry. She mean. I don't like her. And Sylvie or Sharon, I am going to, I don't know. I guess I would bond. I would.
They're all very. The reason I picked these three, they're all appearing to be someone they're not in the Disney Plus shows of 2021.
Really? I thought Sylvia was pretty.
Not at the beginning.
At the beginning, she was very much painted as the villain and then kind of.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
And she pushed Loki back in the portal at the end. She didn't stay by his side the whole time.
Yeah.
He tried to get her to kill.
Yeah, that's very true. I guess then I would boink Sylvie because you can't have you can't bond with her because she did. She just kind of did her own rogue thing.
Well, so did Sharon and Agatha.
That's a good point. But Sharon has
both were incognito.
Sharon has a wonderful art collection. I would love to bond with her over that and just sit with her and hopefully collect a few Bob Rosses and just sit there and talk about happy little trees and almighty mountains and beating the devil.
But was that a front?
I don't know, but I am going to bond it whether it's a front or not. There's all fronts with these three. I have to take one of them. So boink Sylvie, bond Sharon, and butcher Agatha.
Okay. I want to make a distinction real quick in the rules of the game.
Okay.
That when we marry, when we bond, it is a sexless bond, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Because I played this with one of my teacher friends during lunch the other day, and she was like, well, then I'd get to bond and boink. And I was like, no, you can't have the best of both worlds.
That's the whole point of the game.
Yeah. Okay. Well, she didn't realize that was a rule. So I had to set her straight.
Good for you, you hard ass.
You do it. Yeah.
You're going to have fun with this and you are not going to fuck your husband.
Y'all sleep in separate rooms because you like the temperature different. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So I would agree with Brandon completely. Boink Sylvie, bond Sharon, because she got that money and protection.
There you go.
And there's a possibility that she's not all bad.
Right.
Like she was good for a long time. And then butcher Agatha, because you kill a dog, I kill you.
Yeah. Agreed. All right. Clinton, close this out, man.
I was going to go the same with you guys.
You got it.
I was purely writing off Agatha for the dog thing.
Yeah.
However, the dog was just created.
I don't care.
Yeah. Fictional, imaginary.
I don't care.
Yeah.
You can break those kids' hearts. I don't care.
It was a ploy by Agatha.
Don't care.
From the beginning.
Yeah, that's horrible. That's even more of a reason to butcher her. She's horrible.
I'm going to... I'm going to butcher Sylvie.
Excuse you, Clinton.
Yeah, sorry, my bad. That one came out of my ear. I'm going to butcher Sylvie.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because she just used
Loki because she didn't have black hair
to get where she needed to
be. She didn't have black hair. That's totally it.
And I'm going to seem like a real bad guy here. Boink Sharon Carter.
No, you're going to bond Agatha?
And then I would bond with Agatha?
That is just still so, that is so shocking to hear that you would bond
Agatha. Well, because if nothing matters, even though she did that and it wasn't a real dog.
I don't care.
That's your reason. Okay.
I know.
She really was a good helper to Wanda throughout the show. Even if it was fake, she was a good helper. And I feel like she's going to come back in the future to actually help Wanda control her powers. So I don't think she's totally bad. And she knows the dark arts. So she could teach me a thing.
All right.
I don't want to know the dark arts, actually. I don't give me anxiety.
All right. So, Clinton, very different from Emmy and I. So, okay, good stuff.
I was almost right with you guys with the dog thing. That's because I didn't think of that before. And then y'all brought it up, and I was like, oh, shit.
It got to me. But
you
got to
remember, it was just an illusion.
I don't care.
It wasn't love. It was the perfect illusion.
I don't care.
Everything is an illusion.
Yeah, we're all.
What?
Oh, did y'all not get my song reference?
No, sorry. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
No,
don't hurt
me. It wasn't love.
All right.
It wasn't love. It was a perfect illusion.
Oh my God. We just got sued.
Mistaken for love.
Because that was spot on. Beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. So,
log off, ladies.
The first Boink, Bond, and Butcher I have. I just want to say this one's for you, Clinton. I want to wait for Clinton at the very end, since this one's specially made for him. I like to save that. So this is Druig, Torres, or Kang. I thought of Clinton when I made this Boink, Bond, and Butcher, and I stand beside it. Ooh, Emmy looks like she's rubbing her head. I'm gonna start, I guess, because you both.
I think this one's equally as tough for. Well, no, because Emmy didn't really care about Torres.
All right. Well,
like I did. Oh no, he was fine.
All right, guys, I'll start us out. I'm going to butcher Druig. Because anyone that uses mind control to start a cult, hey, Clinton, it's my turn. My turn.
You're going to piss me off.
This is another battle-log.
Yeah, it's a battle-log. So anyway, I'm going to butcher Druig because, I'm sorry, you shouldn't start a cult in the woods. That's creepy. You shouldn't mind control. Right, Clinton? I agree. And I'm going to say, I'm going to bond. I'm going to bond Kang. He sees all. There is all.
And you don't like him. You don't like controlling people, but you're going to bond Kang.
Yeah, but he sees everything. He knows
controls
everything.
Timelines. Cool.
No.
Makes sense on a bigger scale than just a cult.
No.
Timelines.
No, there's this not anyway. A cult. It's to keep the flow of time going, so there's no crazy shit.
You exactly know? Why Druig did.
Whoa, Clinton, my turn.
Yeah, but these are for me.
No, I gotta defend everything. No, Clinton. Hey, it's my turn. It's my hate. And I'm going to
walk away, man.
I love this. And I'm going to boink Torres because I can't do the whistle. I don't know why I acted like I could. There it is. It was really quiet, but yes. Yeah. Thank you, Torres, for being such a beautiful man. So anyway, that's my Boink, Bond, and Butcher. Emmy, if you can go without being interrupted by Clinton this entire time. I wish you the best.
Don't say you made something for me and give some shitty reasons why you're killing people.
You want to fight me, bro? You want to fight me? You come at me, bro.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch me outside. We are so old, we still keep using that. Like, it has been so far removed from pop culture, and yet we are. Sometimes I hear.
Don't join me in your we.
It's not that old.
God, do you hear how old she sounds when she says that?
It's been since I've been teaching. It's within the last 7 years.
It's been since I've been teaching school. All right, Amy.
All right. So when Brandon said I would butcher Druig, I was like, yes, that was the first thing. The other ones are the hard ones. So whatever Brandon does, I'm going to do the opposite because I don't want his sloppy seconds.
All right, cool. So you are going
to... And it's not... I'm butchering Druig.
You're going
to
bang Kang!
No, okay, listen. I had some other thoughts there, too. I had a lot of thoughts while you were talking.
You said I would interrupt Emmy, Brandon.
I'm sorry. But you're interrupting her by interrupting by talking to me. So you're still interrupting.
You're deflecting onto me now.
But see, you're still interrupting as you're going.
Hey, guys, you're both interrupting.
Will you mute her so we can fucking just have it out? I got some shit I need to say.
Druig, the first time that I watched The Eternals, just did not seem like somebody that I would want to boink or bond with.
Mm-hmm. Mm, we'll talk to Makari about
Clinton,
that.
Quit interrupting! God, jeez.
I'm talking about for me. I think maybe that you borrowed some salt from Bobby. Something tells me you're a little salty about this.
Insulting.
I have to agree with Brandon and just completely samesies, because Torres, yep, I would boink that.
Okay.
And Kang, I would bond with, because like we mentioned in our last episode, that whole last episode of Loki was them talking. And I would like to find someone to bond with that I could talk to and have conversations with for the rest of my life. Which, if I'm boinking he who remains, or sorry, bonding with he who remains, the rest of my life is forever. And we're just going to keep talking and having a great conversation. Clinton is...
He's so over it.
He's not having it. All right. I'm curious to see what the right answer is, according to Clinton, because apparently he did not give it.
We're all going to have a polygamous relationship together.
No, sir.
Hey, you can take turns butchering each other, and then he who remains can just bring you back by time travel.
Rewinding time?
Yeah.
Ooh, this one's really hard for me in more ways than one. I'm definitely boinking Torres.
Okay,
because physically he is the most attractive to me.
Okay, so we did agree on one thing. I'm actually pretty stoked about that.
Yes, and Torres, whenever we're famous enough, I need you to slide into my DMs.
No, can you make that a hit number one single?
Yeah.
Slide into my DMs.
Bonding and butchering is tough because I don't want to kill any of them.
That's why it was picked just for you, my friend.
Okay, I got it. I'm going to butcher Kang because his reasoning for what he did was more
selfish.
I agree with that.
Okay.
And though he's attractive and philosophical and we could have some great conversations, he's still going to do what he needs to do.
Hold on. You said his was more selfish. Why was his more selfish? Because his was trying to keep the flow of time, right? Like, he was trying to do it for a greater good. Druig was just trying to peace out on his own and be kind of...
No, Druig didn't just peace out on his own. Druig had left because he was tired of not being able to help humans.
Yeah, because he peaced out on his own.
No, the whole reason he left the group is because he was tired of being told what to do, and he wanted to help humans to just stand by and watch this happen.
Instead of helping humans, he went off and just kind of created a cult.
He was told that he couldn't help the humans, even though they were fighting and killing each other. And he was like, we can stop this. We can do something about this.
And that's why he did what he did. He was told,
no, you can't. And so he was like, well, F this, F you.
I'm out.
Yeah. If we're not going to do what we can to stop this, then
I was trying to poke the bear, honestly.
Oh, I know you were.
Emmy, you could have just.
I am finished with your elementary behavior. And if you can't see it the way it is, then that's on you. Okay.
All right, Clinton.
All right. That's the reason I'm going to butcher Kang, bond Druig, and just.
Live happily ever after.
I don't even know if you call it boing. What's a reverse boing? I just let Torres do whatever he wanted.
Reverse boing?
I wouldn't be doing the boinking. He would be in full control.
It's called a coib. It's called a canoib. So that's awesome.
Oh, I was like, where are you getting...
Yeah.
I was like, I think it's actually called sub, but
getting weird. What's the next one we're doing?
I do have to hand it to you because that was a hard one. Depending on the day, I would boink Torres or Kang.
Thank you. And I will, and I hope you know, like, it was really just inspired by Clinton because all the conversations we've had, I wanted to kind of have something on that. I thought that was really
cool. That was pretty good.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for my blood pressure.
I love going up. Hey, speaking of Valentine's Day, I love you, and I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I apologize.
You know what else is red like blood? Hearts. And this is a Valentine's Day special.
Did you know that hearts, like the cartoon hearts that like you give out for Valentine's Day, were actually like first butts?
No.
What? Is that
listen,
true?
I don't know where I saw that. Wait, or why it stuck in my brain.
But you said it so like...
Hey. I confidently spout bullshit sometimes.
So you made that up?
No, I don't. No, I read it or saw it somewhere that the reason, because I mean, like a heart, mm-hmm. like if I were to draw a heart, it doesn't look like the human heart hardly whatsoever.
And no, good call there, Amy.
I think butts and lips.
Ah, okay. So next time you give a heart to your Valentine, know that you're giving your ass away. Beautiful, beautiful storytelling, Amy. That's great.
Did you also know that for Valentine's Day, you can make a chocolate replica of your butthole?
No, you can't. Shut you your can't. Mouth.
Gross.
Where?
You know what word I hate?
Butthole.
Oh, you can make a chocolate butthole so someone can eat your butthole.
Okay. We're done. Amy, what's your next one?
Oh, my.
Chocolate buttholes.
It's a chocolate butthole, a cinnamon butthole, and a butterscotch butthole. You know what?
Squirt on the new list you have, Amy.
Oh, jeez.
Just squirt your new list all over me.
Some deep cuts here on the Adventures Podcast.
All right. So I went on BuzzFeed.
We don't need the reason. I just need your list.
Please. I know. Wow, I know.
Clinton.
I'm still going to give you the reason.
You need to be nice, sir.
I went on
Brandon's
BuzzFeed.
Brandon's like taming me. Then. Calm down, boy. Calm down.
No, I didn't say boy. You said buddy.
You're
earlier.
Getting too hard.
You used my name.
I said Clinton. Hey. Mm-hmm.
That ain't even my name. It's Clinton.
That's what I said.
You said Clinton.
No, I did not.
Clinton.
I did not. The listeners will be able to back me up. I'll let them be the judge.
You did not pronounce the T.
Clinton.
Yeah, and stop saying it like that. I hate when people
say my God. Sorry. Amy, what do you got?
All right. I went on BuzzFeed to try and get some ideas because you guys said that they all had to be MCU ones, and one of mine was not.
Yeah.
So I had to make this one up.
Another network.
No, stuff. I changed it.
Okay.
But I want to give a little bit of credit to BuzzFeed. All right. So Star-Lord, Tony Stark, Deadpool.
Ooh, I know this is going to be easy for Clinton to butcher.
Easy for me.
Yeah. Go for it, Clinton. I knew this one would be easy for you.
I'm going to butcher Star-Lord.
I knew it.
You just
shit yourself. Clint just finally shit himself on the podcast.
It sounded like I was a robot shutting down. yes, I'm going to butcher Star-Lord. I'm going to boink Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man, and I'm going to bond with Deadpool.
Ah, okay.
Deadpool and I could just hang out and have the best time because humor and dark humor.
He looks like a Sharpay. Had sex with the topographical map.
Avocado had sex with a much older avocado.
Oh God, I love that one. I'm definitely switching it up because I love Star-Lord. I would bond Star-Lord. His humor is just the right amount of humor for me. He's hilarious. He's kind of an idiot, but he's also just, he's got a really good heart, and that's at the end of the day, it goes a long way with me. I guess I have to boink Robert Downey Jr. Or Iron Man. Sorry,
Yay.
I am for Iron Man. So for Iron Man, I am. So yeah, I would totally. I would. Yeah, and then I would butcher Deadpool because it would. You know.
What in the ass?
Well, hold on. Pump the hate brakes, Fox and Friends. God, that is still my favorite damn line ever. I love Deadpool so much.
Which movie of the three do you enjoy the most of their appearances?
I might say I like Deadpool 2 more than Deadpool 1. honestly.
Deadpool out of the three characters.
Oh, sorry. Like my favorite movie out of the three characters?
Yeah.
Like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Which character shines the most for you in their movie?
Guardians of the Galaxy. First one, Star Wars. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Not the guy who started the MCU back in the beginning.
That's a close second. That's a close second. It really is.
Really? And Deadpool's your last?
Deadpool's just fun. It's an absolute fun, amazing movie. I think Fox completely outdid themselves, but just to be honest with you, Guardians, the colors, the lights, the themes, and just it made me cry at the end, especially like the We Are Groot and like Star Lord kind of coming into his own. And I don't know, I love all three. This one's a good one. It really is a good one. I stand by it. I would totally, okay. Yeah, so anyway, good one, Emmy. What do you got?
I agree with Clinton.
Oh, okay.
I would butcher Star-Lord.
Yeah.
And he's a whiny ass.
Hey, we had so much love just then. You're like, he's a whiny bitch.
That's why I butcher him. I didn't say that in my... Sorry.
He seems like, for me to...
For me?
Be interested in boinking or bonding him, he needs to learn a little bit more about feminism. Because he does look a little... thirsty whenever he's having like one night stands and stuff, and like forgets that girl's in the ship, and then when he meets Gamora, he's like just trying to hit on her because she's, you know, fine as hell, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but they may have consented.
Well, yeah, but yeah, consent, yeah, hopefully, yeah. Hopefully.
what's the issue there?
But he's just a little
horny.
Yeah, horny
is that the word you're looking for?
I was about to say, horny happens.
He seems a little playboy. Like he's on to the next
that's
one
a good
he's
way.
Done with the
one. Yeah, so Iron Man is the
okay. He was really
Emmy? Really?
He was, and he grew.
He grew to the man that I love. Grew, as much as I hate to say that, and bonded in my mouth a little bit.
He grew
to love Gamora.
He did. Yeah, you're right.
Especially
and you are what? If I'm right, you are
regretting things that I've said.
I love this.
Okay. Anyway, he's still dead. I'd still butcher him because obviously I'm going to boink Tony Stark. And I would bond with Deadpool because we would have such a good time. Mm-hmm. We would have a fantastic time.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fair enough, guys. You want me to go next, Clinton? Or you want to go? I'm cool with it. Or you want to switch things up or keep going?
Are we on our second?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's up. You can do it, Brandon.
All right. Just switching things up slightly. So I will throw out some people that I think Emmy's going to have a tough time with.
Oh, no.
So this is Hawkeye, John Walker, and Agatha Harkness. So we have someone who killed a dog, someone who decapitated someone with a shield, and... Hawkeye. Oh, she's sweating.
It's the opposite of what mine were. Mine were like the ones I just saw.
You love. And this is look at her face. Look at her face. Oh my God. I wish I could freeze frame that. So
that's perfect.
So I'm going to let Emmy go last. I'll start. Hawkeye, I would bond with Hawkeye. He's a family man. Gosh, that scene, especially talking to his son, and he was like, hey, buddy, yeah, no, I'm going to be home. Yeah, he obviously, it means a lot, and it really made the character shine how much he had such love for his family. So bond Hawkeye. Boink, Agatha Harkness, because, let's just throw that purple shit everywhere and see what happens. That sounds wonderful. We'll boink and have a good night. Butcher John Walker. Yeah. I know he went through some shit. I'm not trying to make light of any of that, but he's also a little scary.
Punchable.
He's got a punchable face. I believe I heard that from somewhere. Maybe it was our show. But I'm going to butcher John Walker. So those are my three. Clinton, take it from here, man.
I am completely on board with you.
Okay.
For the same reasons.
Cool. Cool.
So that one wasn't hard for me to.
And this is Emmy still sweating.
I'm sorry. I didn't give much depth, but Brandon, you said everything I would say. So
it's all good, man. It's all good. If you agree, you agree. So Emmy, what are your three?
This is hard.
Mm-hmm. Not in a good way, right?
Oh, not in a good way. Oh, I love it.
Oh my God. Okay. So I would boink Agatha because she's got magic. Maybe she can bring Sparky back.
Okay.
Yay.
Yay. Oh, here it goes.
I would bond.
Oh my God. Here it comes. Get ready.
Hawkeye.
Yes. I got it. I got her to.
You heard it here first. I
already.
And gentlemen.
I think there was one that I already had to say that
it was like Hawkeye episode four, Hawkeye episode five.
Absolutely not boink him. No, no. This is a sexless marriage. We are not even sleeping in the same bed. We're not even going into a bedroom.
Can you talk about some good?
Bathroom.
Can you talk about some good things of why you would bond him? You are immediately going like, I'm not sexing him. I'm not doing this. Why are you marrying him then?
The reasons you said, like, he's, no. He's fine. And you know what? He's friends with Yelena. So I'm going to be friends with her. I'm going to invite Yelena over for poker night. And
you're going to invite Yelena every night. And she's going to be like, listen, do y'all not need to spend any time together?
Yelena, please come over. Please.
Will you please come fuck my husband?
Please. He won't shut up.
Because I will not. Hey, honey, I think that S.H.I.E.L.D. needs you. Yeah, Nick Fury just called. He said he needs you in Antarctica.
Don't worry. I'll take care of the family. Take as long as you need.
Oh, that's so great.
And I would butcher John Walker by continual punch to the face.
Ah, I like it.
Backfiving.
All right. Good stuff.
Somebody said that they laugh every time I say that, and I was like, "Because
you butcher it."
Is it because I'm saying it wrong?
And I'm pretty sure is that a German word?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it was a German listener that told us that. I laugh every time. So that is awesome. So Clinton, your third boink, bond, and butcher.
Song. No, my second.
Oh, your second. Sorry, second. We never got to yours.
Maybe we should stay in the same order because it does.
I get confused easily. I apologize, Clinton. What's your second one, man?
My second one is Norman Osborn.
Oh.
Wilson Fisk.
Okay.
Or Alexei Shostakov or the Red Guardian.
Ooh, those are good ones. Norman's on sabbatical, sweetheart. Or is it honey? It's honey. He says honey. Norman's on sabbatical, honey. Oh, I'll start out. Okay. I am going to bond William Fisk. Definitely a sexless relationship. I completely agree with you, Emmy. But man, he's powerful. He knows the right people. He's got connections. He seems like, you know, he could get you into some nice little cool parties, get you out of a spot if you needed it. Seems like he's a very, but he also seems very controlling. I don't know if I'd like that, but I've already said it. So I guess I'm going to bond him. I would butcher. Oh my God, this is the worst.
Because you're going to kill one and fuck the other.
Yeah, that is the worst. I just realized who's left. You know, I'm gonna boink Norman because those multiple personalities. You know, I could be
different flavor every day.
Boink two for the price of one. You know, just like, you know.
You got the goblin and Norman.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's goblin tonight. That's wonderful, sweetheart. Oh, it's Norman. Okay, honey. So I would point Norman, and I guess I mean I would butcher Red Guardian.
You're crazy.
Yeah, I am crazy. But you know what? Red Guardian, he's just like living in the past. He's constantly, you know, I don't know. He just seems like he sacrificed his family so quickly. Basically put his kids up and like, here you go. I don't know. That's not someone I would want to bond with nor boink with. Have you seen that beard? So I'm going to butcher Red Guardian.
Okay. Emmy.
All right. Oh, God.
Yeah, okay. This one wasn't like one that I just was like, oh, everyone's going to love this. I did it on purpose.
I think that I would butcher Wilson Fisk.
Okay.
And take all of his money.
That's not in the rules, but okay.
Okay. I would bond with Norman and convince him to go to therapy. Lots and lots of therapy. I feel like underneath of some mental health issues, I think that he is a good man.
Okay.
And I would boink Alexi because I feel like he would be a total tryhard in the bedroom. I feel like he would be like, let me show you what I can do, girl.
Oh my God. You're so right. You are so right.
Feel like I'm gonna be the best lover you ever had.
Well, you saw that with when he put on the suit, he was just very excited, like, I still got it. Yeah.
It still fits.
Yeah. I feel like he would try very hard, and so, you know, who doesn't appreciate that?
I love
so
that.
We're gonna all three have a different answer.
Oh, this is the first time. Ooh. Okay.
I'm going to butcher Fist.
Okay.
Let me start it. I'm going to boink Osborne. Don't really have a reason. That's just how it falls after the other two.
It's just daily duty.
That's how the cookie crumbles.
It's part of the therapy. Yeah, so that you can be married to me.
Yep.
I'm going to butcher or bond Alexi.
Okay.
Our humor's, he's got that dad humor and that dry, like he just thinks he's hilarious kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So that would be fun. And he does have Daddy. A redemption. He does have a redemption arc with his character. So, you know, it's too little too late and a long time after, but I'm not bonding with him for his children. I'm bonding with him for him.
Okay. Fair point, sir.
And then I'm going to butcher Fist because I feel like he'd be a control freak. I feel like if you didn't do everything his way, you'd be killed.
As soon as I started talking about it, I was like, oh, I already regret it. You know what I mean? Like, it was one of those things. Yeah. But I agree with you, Clinton.
Power hungry.
Yeah, dude.
I've always had an issue with authority.
Yeah. Fuck authority.
He makes such a good villain. He's like the villain on all three of these that you love to hate.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. He's the one that's like, I would this agree. Guy's a dick.
I would agree. All right. So third round, guys. Final round. Emmy, you ready to start us out?
Yes, I am. This was the one that I thought of first.
Okay.
That I'm the most proud of.
What you got?
Korg, The Thing, Hulk.
So much hard. So little time. Clinton, do you want to start this out?
Wait, you said Korg and what?
Hulk Korg? And The Thing.
The Thing.
Fantastic Thing. Four.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ben Grimm?
Yeah, Grimm? I'm blanking. He's not been in the MCU, but...
We'll allow it.
All right.
That's Marvel. What my brain is.
And
that's
Fantastic Four has been announced. I think it's...
No, it's fair. It's
fine. I think it's good. Yeah.
I just blanked because my brain was thinking MCU.
Yeah, you were thinking...
Okay.
What is The Thing?
Yeah.
Instead of rock, paper, scissors, I went rock. Rock hard.
rock hard. Rock hard rock.
So we got The Thing, Korg, and Hulk.
Yes.
Hulk, yeah. And this is Hulk, like Hulk smash, not
Professor Hulk.
Not Professor Hulk, not Bruce Banner.
Thank you for elaborating. I like that.
Okay. So I'm definitely ooh. Oh man. This is hard.
Yeah, it is. That's what she said.
I'm going to bond with Korg.
Okay.
Because I would just laugh all the time. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to butcher The Thing. Because I feel like there's going to be a lot of regret about who he... Like, I love how I talk shit about these characters and it's the same shit I do in my own life. Like, he's just going to bitch and whine the whole time about how he wishes he was better and he's not this rock thing, blah, blah, blah. But now I understand why he gets old to people. And then I'm going to boink the Hulk because, yeah, I mean,
you're going to be
screaming in my face and
Hulk smash.
He's going to Hulk is going to exactly. smash you, Clinton.
That's right.
All right, Clinton. Well, I guess I'll go next. I think this is really tough. No matter what, I feel like I'm going to be sore after it.
Yeah.
So I think we just all need to accept
not that. With Butcher. You're not going to.
No.
Well, but, to butcher them, you might get sore from how you kill them. But
yeah, like you would have to chip away a lot of Korg's rocks to butcher him. But I'm not going to butcher Korg. I am going to butcher the Thing just because I haven't seen the MCU's version of it. The last one I've seen is Fanforstic, the Fox edition, and I would butcher anything about that movie. God, it was terrible. So right now, sorry, the Thing, you're not gonna get any bonus points out of me. Can't wait to see what the MCU does.
And you'll never get his Thing now because you butchered him.
No Thing near me.
I mean, you can still chop the Thing off and just like keep it or something.
Oh, the Thing's Thing. That would be
the Thing's Thing.
That's great.
Thingception.
So yeah, butcher the Thing until a better movie comes out. I would bond Korg. Oh my god, play video games with Korg.
Yes.
Piss off Ghost. Just like oh my god, he just seems like a fun, wonderful person, and he seems very supportive, especially with Thor, who was dealing with a lot of grief. He goes, oh, we don't say that name here, you know. He was just very sensitive to his needs. He seems like a big old sweetheart, so who wouldn't want to be bonded to Korg? And I guess same thing,
same as you bruh.
Boink Hulk. I will not be walking for weeks. So, yeah.
Yep. I am Loki and Hulk is Hulk, and that's fine.
That is fine. And I'm going to be like this after. and I'm going to be like this afterward.
So, I can't even. You won't even be able to walk to work. No. He has to take you to work. He has to carry you to work and sit
and lay you down.
And you're like, what happened?
At the front steps.
Now, keep in mind, we only have to. At the front steps.
Like Quasimodo does to Esmeralda.
That broke me. And then your supervisor has to come carry you to your chair.
Carry slash drag.
Oh my god. Well, we did warn you this is going to be a crazy show. Can't say we didn't warn you. All right, Emmy, what you got?
I think I have a headache from laughing too hard.
I think that's a good sign of a damn good show. I love it. What do you got?
All right.
Good boy, so Bonnie Butcher.
Because I came up with this one, I was able to overthink it. Yay.
Yeah.
I would boink Korg.
Okay.
Because I feel like he would be gentle.
And he'd be rock hard.
As you said, and regardless of how this goes, I'm going to be sore. But at least Korg would be... I feel like he would be a gentle
empathetic
lover.
To your needs.
Yes, yes. I would bond the Thing because I was thinking of the Thing not from Fanforstic, but from
the first Fox movie.
The first, yeah.
No, yeah, completely get it. Yeah.
The whiny guy.
He was, I mean, he went through
he
a
did
lot.
Care. He cared.
And still so much better than the Fanforstic.
His wife was a piece of shit. And I would want to be able to work through that with him and be like, yo, man, it's okay that you're rocked now. You're still the same person. You're still caring. You're still like, yeah, you scare people, but like, I still love you.
That's really sweet, actually.
And you don't have to get Viagra anymore because it's just always hard now. So,
oh my God. Clinton went a completely different direction. I was like, that is so sweet. And Clinton's like rolling from laughter.
Yeah, but this is a sexless marriage.
Sexless marriage.
Oh yeah, it's marriage. It's marriage.
It's bonding, you know?
So I'd be bonding.
Yeah.
And I like the Hulk. But I'm going to butcher the Hulk.
Oh, wow.
Because I feel like without...
Good luck with that.
Without... Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Hey, Thing and my side piece, Korg. Can y'all take care of that?
It's nice. Travel ass.
But I feel like the part of Hulk that I would be attracted to would be Bruce Banner.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's out of the equation,
oh, then it's no go.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye.
You're talking about the side piece. Korg would be like, I didn't know you were married. I understand. Yeah. Maybe we can work through it.
Wow. That's
it. Very true. He would be very understanding.
He would. Like, he really would.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Would be like, I can't believe you were cheating on me.
That was the best thing impression I've ever heard. I can't believe you cheating on me.
Who the fuck's thing is that?
That's the hold up thing that has been living
for a long time. The one that you saw in your backyard.
Oh yes. My god. It's so good.
Okay. All right, Clinton, what's your final point?
My final one?
Yes.
Did you do your final one, Brandon?
I didn't want to switch it up again. I switched it back to the original. Okay. Sorry.
My final
we switched it, and then we switched it again.
I know. I was trying to keep it simple. Now I'm getting complicated again. I'm sorry.
It's fine. Captain Carter, Kate Bishop, and Darcy.
Ooh, Captain Carter, Kate Bishop, and Darcy. Ooh. That's a good one.
I just picked all lovable females in the MCU.
Yeah, that's a good one.
There's more than just those three.
We only can do three, Emmy.
I know. I'm sorry. Just speaking an asshole.
Emmy got on that high horse so quick. Who wants to start out? Does anyone want to? I don't know.
I can do this one.
Okay.
Okay.
Which guy?
Shoot.
Oh,
she just went. Jesus. I love
They're
it.
All great.
They are.
I know.
How do you butcher one of these?
All right. Captain Carter Cam says Captain Great Britain, right?
Yes.
That's her. Okay.
From What If.
From What If, yes.
From What If. Okay.
I don't know. Did they ever say Captain Great Captain Britain? Did they ever really have announced
Captain Britain's a male.
It is. No, that's why I was wondering. No.
I know, but like in my head, that's how I need to differentiate because of Sharon Carter, I need to be able to like,
yes,
yeah,
follow the steps.
Agent make Carter, sure.
I see what you're saying.
Agent, okay,
that's
probably.
But I'm referencing the Captain Carter from What If.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Oh no!
It was so easy.
I think
it,
I just Amy? Changed my answer.
All right, what do you got?
Oh damn! Amy. I didn't realize this would trip you up so much.
This one's really getting to her.
I would. Bond Darcy, that's the easy one.
Oh, she's wonderful.
Because we would have a fantastic relationship.
Oh, you're practically the same person.
We are the same person.
I fully believe in that.
That's the easy part.
Yep.
Okay. So here's where I'm torn. Captain Carter, I feel like I haven't seen fleshed out in real life. And so I'm like, I don't know if I know you well enough to boink you. But at the same time, you've taken the super soldier serum, so you could throw me around like a rag doll, and I would love that. Thank you.
So you're going to boink her.
That's what I'm... My initial was like, Amy. Boink Kate Bishop, butcher Captain Carter. But honestly, I think that the sexy time would be better.
That's the whole point of boinking.
Yeah.
All right. So I would boink Captain Carter.
Okay. All right.
And I would butcher Kate Bishop. Oh my God. That hurts my soul even saying it.
You butcher. Why would you butcher Kate Bishop? Why would you do that?
Because,
asshole. Emmy,
because
what the
fuck? I think I would have better sex with Captain Carter. And also, that accent, though.
Oh, the British have a beautiful accent. Emmy, I thought we were going to be on the same page, but we differ just slightly. I would bond Darcy. She seems awesome. She definitely seems like just the best friend. And don't you want to be married to your best friend? Isn't that the whole point? I'm married to mine. So I would just say that
I proposed to my best friend, but she said no.
I'm sorry. But so I'm just kidding. Always marry your best friend. So Darcy, she gives me best friend vibes all day, and she's funny, witty, hilarious, someone I would just want to take a road trip with, and a lot of fun stuff. So yeah, Darcy, Bond. I would boink Kate Bishop, because she has a lot of pointy arrows. I don't know how to say this. This is weird. that sounded weird when I said that.
Yeah, I did. Yep.
Yes. From the straight down, the only one on the podcast who likes women, and you say because she has pointy arrows.
Is that what you look for in a mate?
every single time.
Does Renee have a whole bunch of pointy arrows?
Yeah, let me open. Let me show you how many arrows she has, and they're all pointy. I love it. So yeah, no, Kate Bishop. She also is just
Brandon. Those are nipples.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. What? Nipples.
What?
You've been calling them arrows this whole
hold
time.
Hold on. Hold on a second, guys.
Renee, they've been nipples the whole fucking time? Why have you been making me call them pointy arrows? I feel like an ass.
Now in my head, Renee has way too many nipples.
This is...
It's okay. Definitely more than two.
Honestly, I'm upset because
like
now...
Like a dog.
Now it's on podcast platforms Six. Everywhere that I've called them pointy arrows. Okay, we'll talk later. Okay. All right.
Whatever. Okay, hey, guys. Sorry about that. So, I would butcher Captain Carter. That is difficult for me to say as well, because she's Captain America in a female version. What? Why would I not want to be with her? Because she's not really fleshed out. She's the same character I've already
seen.
Because
you're intimidated. Because she could kick your ever-living
really?
Ass.
Emmy? Really? Really? You're going to throw that shade at me? Really? You're like, you're intimidated.
I'm sorry.
You misogynistic
really
motherfucker. Yeah, you did. We were having a good time. Honestly... It's a cartoon as well. It's just not as much connection as I have to the other two. Don't you give me that look, Clinton. She gives me shit. You give me shit. Someone has to die of these three. So don't give
it
me
is,
shit.
It is,
but it's a cartoon.
It is no okay. But if
that's what
she
Brandon said.
But if she was in real life, it would be Peggy Carter.
She will
and
be.
She can.
To be fair,
she can peg my
Peggy
Carter.
Peggy Carter, I think, is more attractive than Haley Steinfeld. I'm sorry, marginally, ooh, like very, very.
I
marginally.
Would agree with you. No, I would agree. I'm way more. Who? Yeah. Yeah.
They're both very attractive.
Ooh, you might be swaying me. I mean, I might have to switch here.
And she could throw you around the bedroom like a ragdoll.
Oh, that sounds hot.
Who doesn't want that?
Okay, I don't, but I don't, to be honest with you, but I really do think, I really do believe Atwell is more attractive than Steinfeld. I'm going to switch. I am officially switching my vote. I am agreeing 100% with Emmy. Atwell, yeah, okay. And she's Captain America in Britain form. Hell yeah, who wouldn't want that? Okay, I totally agree with you.
And we almost had all three different again.
Yeah, sorry. I've got to go 100% with Emmy. The part of learning and growing is listening, and I agree.
Who are you boinking, Clinton?
Oh no!
It's not who I'm boinking; it's who I'm butchering.
Who are you butchering? Who are you butchering?
I will fight you.
We're about to fight right
I'm
now.
I'm going to
don't
boink
you do
Captain Carter.
Okay, Darcy's up for a butcher.
Just because it's Captain Carter, she knows how to take control. She's strong. Give me that.
So we all three agreed on boinking Captain Carter.
almost didn't, Brandon. But you fucked that up, so it's fine.
You know what? Fuck that up or listened.
Yeah, Emmy was interrupting the whole time, and you didn't say a word to her about interrupting.
Yeah,
and she swayed your vote.
Because she's not a condescending.
You sell out.
You want to fight me off the air?
Yes. Yes, I paid Brandon.
I would if you would drive here.
Let's record, like, in next week or two. Let's all record in person. That'd be great.
I'm going to...
So we can fight each other on air.
Bond. I'm going to bond Kate Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
Because our humor and just... She's hilarious, cracks me up.
You're going to kill Emmy. I mean, Darcy.
And she's strong, like she could take care of me. And I'm going to butcher Darcy. Do you know why?
Do you want to say that again? Do you want to say that again?
I'm going to butcher Darcy.
You have fire in your hand.
Yeah, I do. I'm going to butcher Darcy because she's too much like Emmy.
Oh, no. Oh,
no.
I'm going to butcher Darcy because I feel like we couldn't really connect because she's very all equation and knowledge.
Which, wonderful.
Don't get me wrong, intellect is important, but I feel like there would be a lack of passion and empathy because of that.
Wow.
She's too far that way.
God, I was ready to fight you.
And I love Darcy. I love Darcy.
Darcy's wonderful.
But out of the three,
All right.
This was tough for me too, but.
No, good stuff.
If I'm doing it.
Okay. All right. So our final Boink, Bond, and Butcher. And I've got one, guys. I've got one to close us out. I don't know if it's worthy of being a final Boink, Bond, and Butcher, but I have it written down. So this one's not for Clinton. This is not for Emmy. This is not even for me. This was just from...
For you, Renee.
This is for one of my favorite shows. So, guys, Alligator Loki, Boastful Loki, or Classic Loki? And Classic is the old comic book version, the older version.
Of what was his name that played him? Whatever his
can't remember.
Famous actor.
Yes, but anyway, so giving some Loki love here on our Valentine's Day edition of the show. So, who wants to...
Just to clarify, is Boastful Loki Mayor Loki?
No. That was President Loki. That was President Loki you're thinking of, not Mayor Loki.
Okay, well.
Just saying.
You gotta start somewhere.
No, that was not.
Who is Boastful Loki?
Boastful Loki. I don't know how to describe it. He was the guy who was bragging on himself. Like, the whole time he was like, I am, yeah, I don't know. Boastful Loki.
So, it's the guy that was with Kid Loki.
This is Boastful Loki.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He had the kind of looks like, yeah, he had the fur.
Yeah,
like Nordic.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So Alligator Loki, Boastful Loki, Classic Loki. Emmy, start us off.
Okay. Oh my god. Okay, well, the easy one is Boink, Boastful Loki.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I would tap that.
All right.
Okay, and then the question is, do I want to be married to someone who is a genuine good human being?
Or a genuine reptile.
Or someone that I can throw at my enemies and be like, sick 'em.
Right.
Okay, I think I'd have to bond with Classic Loki.
Poor.
And I'd have to butcher Alligator Loki.
You're no better than Agatha, just killing animals. How terrible.
Okay, because I don't think fictional I have that animals. Many enemies to throw him at.
Okay. These are fictional. We're just messing, by the way, guys. I'll go next. I will say this. I will Boink, Boastful Loki. I agree with you there, Emmy, 100%. But where I differ completely is I want to be married to that alligator. I think every day.
Brand new swamp water when you come home.
I just want to go.
Coming home to take a shower, and Alligator Loki's in the bathtub just going.
Hi, honey. How was your day? Well, that's wonderful. That is absolutely great. Wow. So you got a promotion. That is really, you've put in a lot of work. You really have. Can I tell you?
He works as an accountant.
Yeah.
I feel like this is the same as that Alligator Loki is Brandon.
Yeah.
And Renee comes home and she's like, how was that promotion? He's like, meh.
Just completely feral.
It's so true too. She's married to Alligator Loki in real life. So I would be married to Alligator Loki just to feel what my wife has to go through. And I guess I would be butchering Classic Loki. Sorry, Classic Loki, but you're classic for a reason.
He lived a long life.
He lived a long life, but bruh, I'd rather keep that alligator alive and be married to him. So yeah, you're gone, and Clinton, we'll end it with you.
I'm going to butcher the alligator. Or I mean, bond, or I'm going to fuck.
You messed it up so bad. You went through both of the other ones.
You did all three things to that alligator.
I'm going to boink that. Yeah. Oh, no, he's like, I'm going to
marry it, kill it, and then fuck it.
I'm just kidding.
I'm going to marry, fuck, and kill.
No. The order was important.
Sorry, I'm going to marry, kill, then fuck that alligator.
I was going to come in with the joke, was like, I'm going to boink that alligator.
But then you're like,
I'm going to whatever I said.
So that was a very progression of a relationship. You're gonna be intimate with them physically, then you're gonna kill them. That's really beautiful, Clint.
I'm going to boink.
Ooh.
Boastful Loki.
Okay, 3 for 3.
Because he's fine.
3 for 3.
Okay. I'm going to bond with classic Loki.
All right, Emmy and you. Oh, sorry.
Because at the end, he was looking out for the greater good and looking out for the rest of the Loki. That was his whole purpose.
I agree.
No, you didn't. You completely disagreed with that, Brandon. So,
and alligator Loki was still chewing on that hand.
I can still agree. In the tunnel. I can agree and still have a different choice. All right.
Oh, a disagreement?
It's a choice.
It seems like you and I
need to fight.
And then it's been a rough week, buddy. I'm glad you're my punching bag. I'm going to butcher alligator Loki because it's weird to boink.
You don't have to
bond an alligator.
Well, you know what? That sounds like a closed-minded thing to say.
Oh my god.
All right. So that concludes our Wait, what?
Of course it doesn't.
Of course not.
Emmy,
do you have something else to say, Emmy?
Of course, because I was unclear on the rules. And so
you were told the rules.
I was told the rules and I decided to disregard them. Rogue. Because fuck the rules.
Fuck the rules. Fuck the authority. Kingpin, we're not going to be with you.
I think that I found one of actors that I don't love, which, I mean, it fits a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Is it MCU related?
Partially.
That's why she broke the rules, because it's not MCU related.
I said partially. All right,
partially
listen.
Means partially it's not.
partially it's not. Okay. Cool.
All right.
Okay. All right.
You misunderstood the assignment.
I went rogue, and this was the first one that I wrote down because I was so excited about it. And so I am sharing it with you.
Wow. So this was the first one you did. So you completely didn't listen to the rules of the
not episode. At all.
You're like, you know what? They said MCU. Fuck them. I'm going to do whatever I want.
Fuck them is what she said.
Yep.
All right. Emmy.
Yep.
What do you got?
That's what I said. All right. So we've got Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Okay. Completely. But could be in the MCU one day. Could be.
Nicolas Cage.
Oh, God. Hopefully never. But could be. Could be. Even as soon as next month. Or May. Sorry, it's May now.
Jeremy Renner.
Oh, man. Okay.
Those are all three actors that I have had a mostly a hate relationship with.
Keanu Reeves?
His has turned into more of a love.
He's
hate.
Wonderful.
Okay, and honestly, Nick Cage has also turned into more of a...
Yeah, that new movie coming out looks
kind of like...
Oh, man, Cage. That new...
It looks great.
It looks so funny.
It does.
The fact that he's willing to...
Make fun of himself.
Film a movie making fun of himself?
Yeah.
Just makes me appreciate him.
All right, Clinton. You said this. You said you got this. I got to start with you, man.
I'm going to butcher Jeremy Renner immediately.
Oh, wow. Right away. Okay.
Just because
it's Jeremy Renner.
It's Jeremy Renner. I don't know any of these guys, honestly, but like he seems very toolish.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong. I don't know the guy. I'm going to bond Keanu Reeves.
Uh-huh.
I would butcher him too, but you can't do that in this game. But he is just a genuine.
You would butcher Keanu Reeves as well? I think you meant to say boink.
No, bond.
Yeah, he said bond.
Which yeah, but he said
you're gonna boink Nick Cage.
I don't have a choice. That's what was my point. I don't have a choice. But I am bonding Keanu Reeves because he is a
wonderful
human being. He gives away most of his money to like other people and charities and shit. He's just an all around amazing man, and I want to be bonded with that man.
This sucks. So tell us about how you're going to be boinking Nicolas Cage. How's that?
I guess I'm just going to.
No. None of this, like, I'm stuck with it. How are you going to be boinking?
It is. You are.
No. So when he comes up to you and he goes, I'm Johnny Blaze, and I want to be intimate.
And I'm going to be
you.
Like, flame on. And I'm going to turn like,
can you start,
like prancing.
Just for a second, can you imagine Nicolas Cage's O face?
Oh, no, he's going to have to see it.
I'm Johnny Blaze. I'm Johnny Blaze.
I don't know. Con Air, that's the one I'm thinking of. We'll just go there.
Con Air. Would you join the Mile High Club with Nicolas Cage?
One that he had really long hair in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
But he was the badass of the movie.
He kind
of
was.
That's all I have. The other two were easy. And then that one just falls the way it does. I can't help it.
I
don't make the rules. You don't listen to the rules. So I have to just go with what I have.
Clinton, I'm going to make it easy. I'm going to say 100% agreed with everything you said. Keanu is a special human being. I would bond him. I would butcher Jeremy Renner because he's not a special human being. And I would boink Nicolas Cage because I would love for him to have that same acting quality in the bedroom.
In the bedroom.
As he does.
Not the bees.
Yeah. That's what I want. So.
And by bees, he means Brandon.
Brandon. There's so much Brandon.
Brandon Barker.
Yeah. There's too many bees.
He also means boner.
Yeah. So he sees Brandon's boner and he's like, there's too many bees. So yeah. Clinton, I completely agree with you, dude.
I hope your middle name's Brian.
You not know my middle name?
I don't think I do.
Let's not share it on the show for the record, but yeah.
Yeah, fair, but I hope it's Brian.
You think I'm Better Business Bureau? Is what you think? You think I got three B's?
I Marie. Want it to be so bad.
Yeah, it's not.
It's Marie.
No. I'm sorry. Boring. It's probably boring.
You're such an asshole. That hurt.
No, it's Brandon Marie.
It is Brandon Marie, but he said boring and it hurt my feelings.
You don't have feelings.
You are so hurtful tonight.
Quit being a little bitch.
Why are you being Clinton? This is an episode
that's
of
that's his
love.
Middle name.
Brandon Little Bitch Boring Burger.
No, Brandon Bitch Burger.
Jesus Christ. I don't know what I did to you, but I we need to find that common ground again. I miss us.
We can never take a month off again.
We can't. Like, we can't.
I feel like we come back with so much aggression,
yeah.
And, but like
we trust
from a
each
loving
other,
place,
so we just let all our issues.
Well, we
come
also
out
like
to each other.
We had so much like therapeutic love off the air, and so it's like fuck him. I'm calling him a bitch on the air. So, all right, Emmy, close us out since you broke the rules.
I did break the rules. All right, I would boink Keanu. I would, in a heartbeat, butcher
Jeremy Renner.
And I would bond with Nick Cage because that would be a very interesting
Holy
marriage.
Holy shit. If Emmy and Nicolas Cage were married, I would just, hey, honey, we're going to the premiere tonight. This is going to be good.
Fetch me my coat, honey.
It would be, you're thinking more of like the red carpet version.
As your husband, feel like, I expect you to get my coat for me.
Okay. I feel like it would be like, Nick, I'm tired. I need you to cook dinner tonight. And then we would end up having like something completely weird, like hot dog stuffed tuna fish or something.
I made you hot dog stuffed salmon. I hope you like it. It's wonderful. And also we ran out of hot dog buns, so we have sandwich buns. It's kind of awkward, but I hope you. I hope you like it. I've got pork and fish mixed together, and it's kind of weird.
It's just come home.
We call it fish.
This is, I made cinnamon broccoli for you today. Like, oh, thank you, Nicolas. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, man. Nicolas. You call him Nicolas in the marriage.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Because obviously I'm disappointed in him. And his middle name is Lachey, Nicolas Lachey.
Oh my God.
Nicolas Lachey Cage.
Is it possible to have a favorite episode of the podcast? This might be my favorite episode of our podcast. All right. Sorry, Amy. That was so good. Okay. Good.
Thank you.
All right.
I have an idea.
Oh my God, Clinton! Oh God. She just broke the rules, and now you're gonna have.
I don't mean to be another Emmy.
No. What's your idea?
Never apologize for being an Emmy.
Never.
The world needs more Emmys.
I don't know about
that. I'm just having so much fun. I don't want it to stop.
This has been an absolute. This has been wonderful. So, Clinton, what's your idea, man?
So, what if we? So we each had our three.
Yes.
What if we picked out one each?
Uh huh.
And said it, and then we have to do a. It's like an ultimate BBB.
Like one each, like our favorites or something, like our.
Yeah, like so. I had 3, 6, 9. Right, I have 9.
Damn good time.
Sock it to me one more time.
Get low.
Get low.
To the window, to the wall, to the sweat drop down my balls. What if we? What if we did like an, what do you want to call it? It's not a BBB.
Well, you said 69. BBB
of like each of us.
Well, we talked about it last week. Wine Dine 69. We had a contest. All of our patrons had to tell me that we were talking about this. So ultimate list, Wine Dine 69, our top.
This is the
ultimate of the
creme
ultimate.
De la cray.
Okay. Okay.
We each pick one person from our own list.
All right.
And we have to do a. Point, Bond, and Butcher.
I'm throwing my number one right now. Wanda Maximoff, Scarlet Witch. There's mine.
Did you have her listed?
She's the one I picked to in one of.
Is that, you got to pick from your list.
From my
list. Okay, cool. Let me look.
And you bet your ass I wrote them all down because I.
Oh, I got mine. I've got mine written down. Okay. Here is okay. I'm going to bring. God, mine are weird. I guess I'll bring the ultimate. Did you guys? I guess you both said this, so I'm gonna bring it because you both boinked them. Torres.
Okay.
I'm bringing to the ultimate. All right. You guys go.
Clinton, I kind of want you to go first, and then based on what you say, I might have to change my answer.
I'm going to go with Darcy, since it made such a controversial.
All right, Torres, Darcy.
Impact.
All right, Emmy, finish this out.
Torres, Darcy.
Yeah, some good ones, Emmy.
Yeah, I know. Okay, all right.
It's your creme de la cray. We need to make it tough.
I know. I really want to say Nick Cage.
Do it. Because we have to wine dine him or 69.
I'm gonna butcher his.
No,
ass
this
so
is
fast.
Wine dine and 69. You
no,
don't
this
butcher.
Is, this is different. You're not butchering anybody. Okay,
it's the creme you de la get, cray. You get wining.
Yeah, you get one drunk, you have dinner with one, and then you go back and you do a little
69 and
yeah, like a foot to face.
So we're not
full on
boinking. We're not boinking these people.
No, we're just foot.
I mean, you know, one step at a time. 69 leads two.
No, well, but it's implied, but it's not guaranteed. After the 69, it could be like, all right, thanks, good night.
Here's my card.
All right, I'm gonna go with my original because I thought that this was gonna be Clinton's. I'm gonna say Tony Stark.
Wow. So we have. Torres, Darcy, and Tony Stark. Anyone want to start out? I'll start out.
Emmy should start.
Okay. Oh, Emmy, start out.
I'm a gentleman. I think ladies should go first.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I'm also from the 1800s. So go for it, Emmy.
So Torres, Darcy.
And Tony.
Tony. Okay. All right. So I would wine Darcy. Because I think that she would be a lot of fun to just like get ham with and just have a really fun like conversation, just like, you know, like one night, just, you know, go ham. So
wine is kind of like a butcher, right?
I don't think it's like a butcher.
It's like a boink. The wine is kind of like a boink.
No, because that's not consensual.
I'm sorry. No, this is so. It's a whole different league.
It's a whole different league. Yeah, you're not butchering anybody.
No,
they're all living.
Okay,
this
it's is a different league.
That's
okay,
why
I'm
they're
sorry.
That's I'm why they're the creme it. De la creme because we don't butcher anybody. We have.
And like, yeah, so.
Creme de la creme.
Creme de la creme.
I noticed you were saying it. I didn't know if it was.
Why didn't you correct me?
Because I was like, well, this is the next Avengers, Bingerita graphic
this by is one a of our. Rigmarole.
Yeah. Creme de la creme.
If I ever like, seen one.
Well, he's going to keep saying it. Maybe he really believes it. So, Emmy, wine, dine, 6-9.
Okay. So I would wine Darcy, mm-hmm. have a great night, just, you know, get crunk together. And like, not, it's not leading anywhere sexual. Like, it's just, you know,
yeah.
two girlfriends getting crunk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would dine.
So this is more formal. Dine is more formal. Like, we're going to have a dinner together.
Yeah. 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 So I would dine on Tony's
ass.
If you wanted me to, no, I would dine Tony because I feel like that's more of like a date and it could lead to love and that's aww. All I want.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And that would mean you would 69 Torres,
in a heartbeat.
You're damn right.
Oh, you're damn right. Well, I feel like Emmy and I are going to differ a little bit. So I'm going
to
go.
I think on this one, I need to, if it's like the creme de la creme,
I don't creme whistle de la after Torres. Yeah.
I just.
Mm-hmm. Name so you would clap with him. Yeah.
That ass.
Hey. Whoa. Yes, sir. We are a family podcast. We don't talk about clapping anything. Now, who would you 69?
Torres. Just,
all right. There's no clapping involved when you're 69. And have you ever. Do you not know how 69 works? You don't clap at that time. No, you don't.
You do after it's done. It's just like when a plane lands.
We're talking about we're like talking about during
game.
All right.
What did you say?
They're leaving and you say good game and you smack their ass.
All right.
Clinton. GG's guy. GG's.
GG. GG dudes. GG. All right. So we got Torres 69 and wine and dine.
I'm going to wine Darcy because, like Emmy, we're going to have a good time. We're going to laugh.
Yep.
I can maybe get her out of her, like, just being so, like, analytical all the time. Oh, maybe loosen her up.
Back we'll into. Fun. Let's do some analyzing.
Yeah, but.
RV go boom or
so,
not?
So you're the same as Emmy, though. Emmy says she would wine Darcy and.
You don't know where I'm going with this.
You have to pick the last one.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't wine Tony because. He has an alcohol problem.
Yeah.
And it's not good. So I'm going to dine with Tony and just because he'll pick up my tab.
It's really sweet of you.
So you're not dining Tony. Tony's dining you.
Yeah. That's a difference, by the way, Clinton.
Yep. Yep. And I'm going to.
Yeah, we got that. We got that. All right. So I'm going to be different between you two. I am going to whine Tony Stark because I
want to see that crazy side of him.
I do. I want to see DJ AM and him.
Demon just blow. In the bottle. I'm thinking demon in the bottle.
I know you're going for the comics. I get it. I understand it.
Okay.
Iron Man 2. I'm even going to reference the movie. But. Also, I mean, just have a couple of drinks with Tony Stark would be really, really great.
And also, since Brandon referenced Iron Man 2, you have to finish your drink if you're playing a drinking game with our podcast that has never been announced or anything.
Doesn't make any sense. This whole show doesn't, though.
That's a rule. That's, whatever you're drinking right now, you've got to finish.
Just make sure you have a safe ride home. Yeah. So, yes. So I would wine Tony Stark. Having a couple of drinks with him would be great. Olives. Lots of olives. And then I would also... That's from Iron Man when Pepper was ordering the...
Yeah.
Because you gave me a confused look. So I would also dine Torres. Torres has had... Kind of a dine, Clinton. Dine. Quick
clap. I said that when his name was mentioned, I would clap now instead of it's the creme de la creme.
Okay.
It's more of a whistle. It's more than whistling.
I'd love to have a dinner with him. I would love to have dinner with him. I'd love to talk about his experience in the military and all that fun stuff and all he's done. And that would mean I would 69 Darcy. And that's, you know, hey. Cool. So it's what I'm left.
The only girl.
Well, it's really just because it's what's left. And I don't mean that in a mean way. It's just what I would have dinner with Darcy and I would drink with Tony. And then there's Darcy. You know, like, I don't know.
You said Darcy twice.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, in my head, I really didn't. I would drink with Tony. I would dine with... That's where I said it. I would dine. Yeah. I hear it now. It's funny how your brain works.
It's alliteration.
I would
dine with Darcy.
It does sound great. I would dine with Torres, and then I would 69 with Darcy. But they're all three wonderful people. Guys, this is great. Great. So wine dine 69. You've heard of WD-40. Have you heard of WD-69? Because we're gonna wine dine in 69, yes.
Get rid of them squeaks. Not make more, depending on your bed.
Oh no! All right. Guys, we hope you've enjoyed this episode of this Valentine's Day.
Bond and Butcher Bonanza.
Bonanza and some WD-69 to squeak off at the end. And
squeak off.
A Boink Bond and Butcher Banana.
Banana. Gosh, this has been a lot of fun. And this is,
it has been fun.
This is the content we're making right now during Marvel's break. We're just,
I'm an adult and we are recording an episode like this.
Yeah, but we hope you've had fun. We really, this show honestly is one of my favorite shows we've ever recorded. This was an absolute blast. I think we laughed more than we've laughed in a long time. And we hope you've got a good laugh out of this as well, because that is the whole point of this show, is to make you laugh, talk to you about some Marvel stuff, and have some good time. So thank you for joining us for a Valentine's Day edition. You know what else I love? Great merch. I think a great hoodie that's wonderful and comfortable is from AdventurePodcast.com/shop. If you check out our hoodies and our shirts, you will be comfortable as well. And I promise you, they'll hug you like a Valentine should. Thank you.
Wow. Okay.
I snuck that in there. Did you like that?
I saw that. That was great. That. They'll hug you like a Valentine should. Doesn't mean they will.
Guys,
if you don't have a Valentine, that's okay.
No, yeah, no, trust me, the single life is just fine. Don't worry.
And yeah, Valentine's Day is, it's not a more capitalist what,
lonely?
No, Valentine's Day is a capitalist,
it's bullshit.
It's a made-up holiday.
It's all right, bullshit. All right. It is, it's bullshit. It's a Hallmark
holiday. I do miss in elementary school having the bags up and people left me Valentine's cards in my bag.
That was
pretty cool. That shit hit different.
That was pretty cool.
I will say, there was somebody that I was in a relationship with that on Valentine's Day every year we would celebrate like a week later. The last time we celebrated, I broke up with him.
Oh,
but
shit.
But we would celebrate a week later because everything was on sale. And so we would just wait until like January 21st.
Everything was cheap.
When everything was cheap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I wonder why it didn't last.
I said January 21st. February 21st. It lasted for a while, but he sucks.
Okay. Well, all Valentine's sucks. Show someone you love them all year round, not just on this day.
That's true. That's true. And I
would be extra nice on Valentine's Day.
Flowers are always fantastic.
Yeah.
But they're also just, they're fun to get every once in a while.
Yeah.
And
tell me, I'll bring you flowers next time I come.
So
over.
Is jewelry.
Don't be.
And so also, stoic. Brandon, you owe me chocolate. You owe me butterscotch or cinnamon.
Yeah, butterscotch or cinnamon. I owe you guys that. I owe you, Emmy, that. Guys, thank you for joining us. We're going to be back next week for a fun special. Are we doing Avengers Game Day? Can we announce that? We're doing Avengers Game Night. Day, whatever you're listening to,
but not this Wednesday, the Wednesday after.
It's
so it'll be the
23rd.
Sure. Yeah.
Yes.
It'll sounds be, right.
The 23rd is the Wednesday following. So guys, we'll be back on the 23rd, and patrons will also be back doing an exclusive movie review for you guys, as well as our news a little bit later in the month. So it's going to be some good stuff. We're excited about some extra content we're going to throw out. So we hope you join us for this fun, kind of crazy month of February that we're doing. Clinton, Emmy, any final words before we call it a Valentine's Day evening?
We have a winner, and our winner
for what
I don't know. We said we were going to have a winner for our Wine Dine 69 contest. And so we have a winner.
Okay.
Oh, and yeah? Our winner is Torres. He got 69 twice, which means he got 138 points. Get Torres.
Ha ha ha.